Kids, you better come running. It's old Smart and Ed and his Buster Brown gang. Buddy Smiling Ed and all his big Buster Brown gang, Squeaky the Mouse, Midnight the Cat, Granny the Talking Piano, and old Froggy the Gremlin, out here in Hollywood, all ready for another good old Saturday morning jamboree. Are we going to have big doings today? Just wait till you hear what I have to tell you a little later on. Don't you move a step away from that old radio. We have a great story for you today, too, kid. You betcha.
I'm going to sing the Kitty Catty Wampus song. I am.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, I guess we can stand it, Froggy the Gremlin. That's the one we put on Capitol Phonograph Records. And we're going to sing the teacher song, too, which is on the other side of the record. So let's get started here with our good old clapping song. Here we go. I know a funny little thing to do whenever things are going wrong. It's very simple, I'll explain to you if you will listen to my song. When I am lonely and need a friend or two, I go like this and go like that. It always brings them. Why don't you try it too? Just go like this and go like that. Just keep on grinning and clapping away, and you keep winning new friends every day. Just keep on clapping, there's not a thing to say. Just go like this, then go like that. When you need money to buy some candy sweet, just go like this, then go like that. We'll be so funny, old Dad will have to treat. Just go like this, then go like that. When you've been pranking and mother is hot and you need spanking, now I'll tell you what. Just clap behind you and cover up this. Not just go like this and go like that. We surely clapped on that one, but believe you me, buddies, you clap when you hear what I have to say now. So hang on to your chairs and listen hard, because I'm going to tell you about the biggest thing in Smiling Ed's whole 25 years of radio. Yes, sir, old Smiling Ed invites every single one of his buddies, yes, and mother and dad, too, to a big celebration party I'm having all over America. It's Smiling Ed's first annual School Days Jamboree at your own Buster Brown store. And boy, oh boy, does your Buster Brown shoe man have those super-duper swell elegant Buster Brown shoes for you at this big shindig of mine. I know all my buddies have been growing this summer, and most every one of you are going to need new shoes for school. Now, the biggest anniversary present you can give Smiling Ed is to make these shoes genuine Buster Brown shoes. Yes, sir, Squeaky and Froggy and Midnight and Grandy and Mr. Announcer Man and the rest of the radio gang and I have each picked out our favorite Buster Brown style. Now, your Buster Brown men will have all those styles there waiting for you. If Squeaky's a pet of yours, you be sure to see Squeaky stand out. Or if you're a fan of Froggy's, try on Froggy's favorite. We're all going to be plenty anxious to see which of our Buster Brown shoes is the most popular with my buddies. Remember, old Smiling Ed's counting on you to go back to school in Buster Brown shoes. Now, don't you disappoint me, kid. Get down to your Buster Brown shoe store today. Be one of the first of my gang to be all set for school. And now let's get into our story for today so we'll have time for the teacher song and Froggy's Crazy Kitty Catty Wampa song. Here it is. Kids, we've got a story today about a couple of kids who live right here in good old America. Now, how many of you kids have wanted to learn to be a detective, Oh, lots of you, I bet. Well, Jerry Martin wanted to be a detective, but he decided to do something about it. One day, full of excitement, he took his sister Judy down to the corner drugstore for a soda and to tell her some great news.
Come on, Judy, let's sit here at the fountain.
All right, there.
Now, for goodness sakes, what happened?
Well, golly, it's great. The mailman came today, and what do you think he brought?
I can't even guess.
Well, he brought me my...
Ice cream?
No, not ice. Hello, Mrs. Bemis.
Hello, Mrs. Bemis. You helping Mr. Bemis today?
Yes, I am. And like I always say, he certainly needs help. Now, what do you have, Judy? You, Jerry.
Two chocolate ice cream sodas, Mrs. Bemis.
All right. Henry! Yes, Martha? Two chocolate sodas! Hurry!
Well, what happened?
Well, this morning when the mailman came, I walked up to him and I said...
Ain't he started them chocolate sodas yet?
No. No, ma'am, he hasn't.
Oh, that man, that Henry, always puttering in the back room with something. If I didn't come down to this store every day or so to see what was going on, he'd never open the door to a customer.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, just a second, I'll get him. Henry! Henry Bemis! Come in, Martha!
We're not really in an awful hurry, Mrs. Bemis.
Something, Martha? Only two soda customers who have been waiting fully an hour. Oh, for goodness sake, Henry, get your wits about you, will
you? Gee, Mrs. Bemis is sure mad at Mr. Bemis again today, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she always is. Well, anyway, in the mail today came my Acme handy-dandy sure way to become a great detective course, complete with fingerprint set and guaranteed non-slip handcuffs.
Jerry, honest?
Uh-huh.
Are you a detective now?
Well, I will be as soon as I read the book. I'm on page 9 now.
Oh, golly gee. I'll be assistant detective. Gee, we gotta hurry up and find a case so we can track the criminal.
And so Jerry Martin embarked on his brand new career, determined to be a greater detective than Sherlock Holmes. But being a super sleuth has certain problems. It was that same evening that he ran into the first one.
Oh, gosh, now I really gum things up. How the dickens did I... I wonder if I... Oh, no, that won't work.
Jerry, what do you think?
Yeah, now, Judy, I'm awfully busy. Now, please don't...
Oh, but Jerry, you've got to listen. Oh, such news.
Judy, please. They said you should never rush into a gentleman's room without knocking.
You're not a gentleman. Why are you standing so stiff and funny? What are you holding behind you?
Oh, well, it's just my handcuffs.
Oh, let me see them.
Well, I can. I put them on and I locked them. Gee whiz, now I can't get them off because the key's in my sweater pocket and I can't reach it.
You dope, I'll get it. But what do you think? Mr. Bemis, the drugstore man's disappeared. And they think he's been murdered.
Murdered?
Yes, sir. Blood spots on the sink in the back room, and all the money was taken out of the cash register.
Judy, get these handcuffs off me. We're going to take this case and bust it wide open.
Well, this was, of course, great news to Jerry. He felt very badly that little Mr. Bemis, the mild-mannered druggist, should be in trouble. But he did want a chance to use his shiny new handcuffs on somebody besides himself. And so the kids lost no time in going to Bemis's drugstore. They were greeted by the clerk, who was quite unconcerned about the whole thing.
Come on, Judy, hurry.
I'm coming.
Something for you, kids?
Huh? Well, we're going back to pick out some comic books.
Okay, but don't mess up the magazine rack.
That clerk, I don't like him a bit. Now I suppose he'll be all around all the time since Mr. Bemis has been murdered. Killed. Disappeared.
What? Judy.
Oh,
listen.
Clancy. My poor Henry. What's happened to him?
I told you 19 times, Mrs. Bemis. I don't know, but I'm trying to find out. Now, when was Henry Bemis last seen?
It's the police chief investigating. Listen.
I'm listening.
I saw Henry at lunchtime. I remember well because I talked to him all the while he ate. About how he better stir and stop and modernize this store.
I bet she talked poor Mr. Bemis to death.
Judy.
Now, Mrs. Bemis, did Henry have any enemies?
Enemies? Why, no. Henry Well, wait a minute. Yes, he did. He had one.
Oh, boy. Write this name down, Judy.
The gas man. Henry had never fixed the cellar light, and the gas meter man was always falling over a box.
Oh, for God's sake. There's no enemy.
Jerry.
Well, I don't think the gas man murdered Henry. Mrs. Bemis, I'm baffled. But I'll get to the bottom of this. Don't worry.
Oh, come on, Judy. Let's go and hunt for clues.
Okay.
Find a comic book, kids?
No, thanks. We read them all.
Now what, Mr. Detective?
Well, let's go home and eat supper and then come back. The drugstore closes early. Maybe we can find some clues.
Jerry, look. Look at that little man with a long black beard.
Huh? Why? What about him?
Look at how he keeps looking into the drugstore.
There's nothing wrong with that, and everybody looks in drugstore windows.
But he looks so suspicious.
Oh, he does not. Now, you're just seeing things. Let's go home.
Well, Jerry and Judy ate their supper quickly, you may be sure, and at 8 that evening, we're back at the drugstore. They had to conduct their investigation with speed, for they had to be home by 8:30. However, with all the excitement about Mr. Bemis and his strange disappearance, the drugstore was closed for the evening. They went around to the rear and peeked in the window. Then Jerry made an important discovery.
Judy, this window is unlocked.
Well, so what? We can't lock it.
Well, no, but it's a low window and we can open it and go in and look for clues.
But that's a crime, Jerry.
Oh, I know. It isn't though as we were going in to rob something. We're detectives looking for clues. Why, I'll bet we can find all sorts of fingerprints. I'm going in.
Oh, come on, Jerry, let's go home.
Yeah, I guess we might as well. There's no clues here.
I suppose you couldn't figure out who made all those fingerprints on the window, could you?
Why, sure. I know who made those fingerprints.
Really? Well, who did?
Me.
Oh.
Well, I guess we might... Judy, quick, hide under the table.
Well, who is Jerry?
Shh, you'll hear us. It's that bearded man you saw this afternoon looking in the window.
I told you he was suspicious.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, where's he gone?
Out into the store. I'll bet he's going to rob the store.
Let's peek.
Gosh, look what he's doing.
Gee whiz, he's dusting off the counters. Let's get out of here and wait, and then we'll follow him.
And that's just what Judy and Jerry did. They waited in the alley until the small bearded man came out. Then they followed him to the suburban streetcar stop and watched him get on a car marked Tonopah Lake. And then they made a big decision.
Gee, we better hurry. We'll catch it, Jerry. We're half an hour late.
Yeah, but think of the swell clue we have. Tonopah Lake.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, tomorrow we'll pack a picnic lunch and go out there. And I'll bet we can find that bearded man.
Oh, swell. And say, why not take Winky along? We really need a bloodhound, don't we?
A bloodhound? Oh, but gosh, Judy, Winky's a cocker spaniel.
Well, she's got blood in her, hasn't she? I know she has, because I heard Daddy say that Winky was full-blooded, so there.
Well, Jerry and Judy, like the good detectives they were, boarded a streetcar for Tonopah Lake the very next day. However, the lunch their mother packed so carefully in a big basket was later wrapped in newspaper, and Judy carried it under her arm. In the big lunch basket was Winky, the cocker spaniel, which Judy decided was a bloodhound. Yes, they were on the trail of the bearded man.
Oh, gee, Jerry, I wonder if we're doing the right thing.
Well, sure we are. We're going to Tonopah Lake to find the bearded man.
I bet we do. Oh.
Winky, hush.
Oh, my gosh, if the conductor comes up here.
Did I hear a dog up here?
What, a dog? Oh, no, that's me. I've got a cold.
In the basket, eh?
What?
I'll just raise this lid. Ouch! Doggone you kids, that mutt bit my finger. I'm putting you off at the very next stop.
Now we have to hike all the way around the lake to the village.
Oh, well, walking along the lake shore is fun. Maybe a little while we can sit down and eat our lunch.
Well, that's a swell idea. Even detectives on an important case can stop for lunch, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess we gotta eat. Oh, what's that darn dog barking about?
Coming behind that bush. Let's go and see. What? It's a man sleeping in the sand there. Look, he's been fishing.
Yeah, sure caught some nice... Judy, it's that bearded man.
He it is. Oh, let's get away from... Winky!
Oh, my gosh, he's pulling the man's beard.
Goodness.
Why, it's Mr. Bemis. Oh. He was wearing a false beard.
But you're dead, Mr. Bemis.
No, I'm not at all. I just ran away from home.
You? A grown man ran away from home?
Oh, me. You children will never understand what a trial Mrs. Bemis is to me. Talk.
I just ran away and went fishing.
But the bloodstains on the sink at the drugstore.
I cut myself shaving. I often shave in the back room. I can get out of the house quicker in the mornings that way.
But what'll you do now?
Give myself up, I suppose. Probably be charged with murder, arson, grand larceny. You see, I robbed the store. Took every cent out of the cash register. $65.
But it's your own store. How can you steal your own money?
Feasible. By George, that's right. Oh, but Martha, my wife, she'll never forgive me.
Well, last time I heard her, she was saying something about how she'd give anything to have you back.
She said that? Well, now, by George, children, I'll just go straight back. Come on, come on, come on. Take a taxi cab. I have plenty of money. I stole it myself, you see.
Well, Judy and Jerry cracked their case all right, but in a totally unexpected way. Mr. Bemis, however, had a suspicion that all was not yet over, nor was all well. So he stopped at the screen door of the drugstore.
Are you sure, Judy, that my wife wants me back?
Well, that's what I heard her say.
Yes, she was awfully sorry you were killed. Oh, there's your wife and the chief of police in the store. Listen.
Oh, my darling Henry. Can't you find any clue?
I've tried everything, Mrs. Bemis. There's no trace of him or of his murderer.
No! Poor Henry. If he was only here now, I'd just throw my arms around him and hug him. I'm so lonely.
Well, now, I guess I'll just walk in and surprise Martha.
Shh, Judy, we better wait out here.
I wouldn't go in that drugstore now for 3 free sodas.
Yes, me either. Listen.
Well, greetings, friend. And how are you, Martha? And did you miss me?
Henry! You're not... You're alive!
Yes.
Oh... You deceiver! You villain! What have you done to me? Oh, my heart! And me simply standing here dying of worry!
Oh, hello, my dear!
Oh, hello, you!
What?
Where's my umbrella?
But my tie!
Why, you don't know that!
Well, guess we might as well go home.
Yeah, guess we might as well.
We solved the case.
Yeah, we sure did. Right, guess I'll throw this thing away. There.
Well, what was that?
My detective badge. I think I'd rather be a fireman anyway.
Oh, how about your handcuffs?
Oh, yeah, well, I might as well throw them away, too. I've got them here in my back pocket. It's kind of stuck in my pocket here. Oh, darn it all.
Well, what's the matter?
I got my hands locked in these darn handcuffs again. Judy, get the key out of my sweater pocket, will you?
I guess that proves once again that minding your own business is a pretty swell idea. And now, buddies, as soon as we have our announcer man tell us where to get Buster Brown's shoes, we're going to sing the teacher song. So let's bring him on right now. Come on in, Mr. Announcer.
Okay, Smiling Ed, here's how to find the name of the Buster Brown store nearest you that's celebrating your big school day's jamboree starting today. Just do this, kids and mothers. Look in the classified section of your telephone book for the heading called Shoes. The name Buster Brown follows right after that, and then you'll see the name and address of the store near you that sells Buster Brown shoes. And any store that sells Buster Brown shoes will be featuring Smilin' Ed's School Days Jamboree. And kids, when Mother takes you in for fine new Buster Brown shoes, she can be sure that they'll be fitted scientifically in just the right size, width, and last you need to let your feet grow right. And remember, kids, there'll be big displays of all the Buster Brown styles Smilin' Ed tells you about. Squeaky Standout, Froggy's Favorite, Smilin' Ed Sweetheart, and all the rest. Smilin' Ed wants you to pick your favorite style for school. So get that phone book right away and head for Smilin' Ed School Days Jamboree at your nearest Buster Brown dealers today.
One time we want to know where to get Buster Brown's shoes. And now...
The teacher's song.
Oh, sure, it's Squeaky the Mouse and Midnight the Cat. We'll sing the teacher song right now. Here we go. My teacher always asks about the things that I forget. If I don't know it yet, why she'll pick on that, you bet. And then she keeps me after school while others go and play. I'd like to call a fairy queen today. These words to her I'd say, make me teach her for a day. Oh, if I could only be the teacher, if only she could just be me. Each day in school, you bet your life I'd teach her. The minute she came through the door, I'd ask her questions by the score. Then I'd load her up with homework, so she would have no time to play. And if she came a minute late, I'd keep her in to recitate. Gee, would I like to be the teacher?
Well, I guess I gotta go to sleep.
Oh, I'd sure like to change places with my teacher. Oh, late for school again, huh?
Yes, but teacher,
you gotta stay after school and write your name a million trillion times. Now, you got your spelling?
Well, yes, teacher, I think so.
Spell Mississippi. Go ahead, spell it.
M-I-Z... M-I-Z-S-Skippy.
Just what I thought. That's right. Now, you got your arithmetic?
Oh, I hope so, teacher.
All right. If you had 10 cats and I was to give you 10 dogs, what would you have?
10 dogs and 10 cats. I'd have 20.
You would not.
Well, then what would I have, teacher?
A fight. Now we'll take our exercise.
Yes, teacher.
Raise your right arm.
Yes, teacher.
Raise your left arm.
Yes, teacher.
Raise your right foot.
Yes, teacher.
Raise your left foot.
Oh! Oh, if I could only be the teacher, if only she could just be me, what I would do to her would be a feature. 'Cause when they ring the recess bell, I'd keep her in to read and spell, and then I'd send her in the corner to do her problems in her head. Oh, I'd keep her there 1,000 years till arithmetic ran out of ears. Gee, would I like to be the teacher?
Ah, gee, it was only a dream.
Teacher knows we were just joking.
And now I'll sing my song. I will, I will.
Well, now, don't just rush things, Froggy the Gremlin. I'll let you become visible and sing your Kitty Catty Wampa song in a minute. But first, we've got to sing our jingle. 'Cause I got shoes, you've got shoes, everybody's got to have shoes. But there's only one kind of shoe for me. Good old Buster Brown shoes, you bet you did. And the thing to do is to tell his mother you want to go to Smiling Ed's big Buster Brown Jamboree that starts today at your own Buster Brown shoe store. So you can get your Buster Brown shoes for school before they're all gone. My buddies will go for Froggy's favorite, a He-Man Oxford with a shark skin print toe. And Midnight's Masterpiece is the cutest little patent leather slipper for my sweetheart you ever saw. And don't forget, our gang here in the studio are counting on you to help us put over Smiling Ed's big school days jamboree with a bang. Be sure and get over to your nearest Buster Brown dealers today, 'cause I got shoes, you've got shoes, why everybody's got to have shoes, but there's only one kind of shoes for me. Good old Buster Brown shoes. And now,
oh me, oh my, call a doctor, call a doctor, oh me, oh my.
What's the matter, Froggy, what's the matter?
I can't see a thing, I can't.
Oh my goodness, what's the matter, why can't you?
I have my eyes closed. I have. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Quit scaring us like that. I want you to plunk your magic twanger and become visible so you can sing your Kitty Catty Wampa song. Will you do it now, hurry?
Will you sing with me, will you?
Oh, of course I'll sing with you. That's the way we put it on the record, wasn't it? Come on now, plunk your magic twanger and become visible. Watch him closely over there, kid. Sing your song, Froggy. Sing your song.
You sing first.
All right, then I'll think first. You come on. I'll fix you, too. I'm the man who made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights. I really built the ark for Noah, too. But I paddled it 100 million miles to see the sight. I'm a kitty-catty-wampus super-doo. But this is how I built the ocean. It'll surely make you grin. I squeezed them from the early morning dew. Yeah, but you had to call on me to dig the holes to put them in. I'm a kitty-catty-wampus super-doo. I am, I am.
You're a little old fibber, that's what you are.
I bet you don't know why the ocean is so salty. You don't.
Well, no, Froggy. Why is the ocean so salty?
Silly boy, it's got salt in it. It has a If you'd like to see the ships upon the bottom of the deep, come closer and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just turn the ocean over so that you can take a peek. I'm a kitty catty wampus super doo.
And from the sea, I yanked the mountain, and I stacked them on the plane one day when I had nothing else to do.
Yeah, but you better quit your bragging, or I'll shove them back again. I'm a kitty catty wampus super doo. I am, I am. I'm wonderful. I am, I am.
You're just a mess. I'll fix you right now. I'm the man who built the pyramids. I made the River Nile. For me, it was a simple thing to do.
Once I raced a streak of lightning and I beat it by a mile. I'm a kitty catty wampus super doo.
Yes, but I dug all the caves and caverns, and I want to make it plain. I only had to dig a day or two.
Yes, and someday I'll take a minute just to fill them up again. I'm a kitty catty wampus super doo.
He's a kitty catty wampus super doo.
That's me.
Old Grimman is a sight.
Just wait till next Saturday. Just wait, just wait.
Well, we'll be watching you, young man. And now, has everybody had fun around here today, huh?
Oh, that's great, buddy. Now, don't forget that Smiling Ed wants you to buy Buster Brown's shoes to go to school in and wants you to be sure to go to the Big School Days Jamboree at your Buster Brown shoe dealers today.
Don't forget church or Sunday school. And be listening next Saturday for this little tune from Hollywood. When you hear it, come a-running.
A happy gang of Buster Brown now leaves the air. A happy gang of Buster Brown now leaves the air.
So watch for his buddy, Big Saturday. He'll come to the band and hooray. Buster Brown's on the air.
The Buster Brown Show, starring Smiling Ed McConnell, is produced in Hollywood by Frank Farron. Direction by Hobart Donovan. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.